It's lunchtime at West Mecklenburg High School. Student body president Broderick Montgomery is inspired to grab a bullhorn.
If you are 16 or older, I encourage you guys to come and register to vote. Today is the only day for you guys to register to vote. If you're 18, you really need to be over here registering to vote.
Though he can't vote until he turns 18, Montgomery is excited because he just registered to vote. Lacey Williams from the Latin American Coalition is here on behalf of the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections. She says her group used to put out flyers with political messages on them at registration drives, like getting people to help pass the DREAM Act. But lunch periods are so short, and students ignore the flyers, so they don't put them out anymore.
People tend to come, they want to do it quickly, they're not really interested in the flyers, so that's why we haven't been really pushing LAC.
Today, there's nothing on the table that says where the group is from, except for her badge.
You know, we're going to schools that have high population Latino youth, but that also means that there's other people and we register them as well. We're not advocating a party or a policy, we just want to make sure that people are registered.
Mecklenburg County's election board depends on groups like the Latin American Coalition and the League of Women Voters to fulfill a state law passed 3 years ago. That law requires local election boards to have voter registration drives in all public high schools. But Kristen Mavromatis of the Mecklenburg Board says her office doesn't have the staff to pre-register voters in all 28 CMS high schools.
So if they didn't take the ball and were very aggressive with setting them up, we would, unfortunately, due to staffing, we would wait until they called us.
Next door, in Cabarrus County, there are only 10 public high schools. That's only about a third of the number of high schools Mecklenburg County has. Last year, the county's election board staff held voter registration drives at all 10 high schools. It was a lot of work, but they registered about 500 teens. This year, they're taking a bit of a shortcut. They'll be hosting a large open house at one high school and will invite students and parents from all over the county to attend. A nonpartisan civics group, Democracy North Carolina, released figures this week that show that 60,000 youth who pre-registered in the state will be eligible to vote this November. About 30% identify as Democrat, 30% as Republican, and nearly 40% refuse to identify with any party. The high number of unaffiliated voters doesn't surprise Williams of the Latin American Coalition. In her experience, most teens skip that section of the form because it's optional. As a result, they're automatically registered as unaffiliated.
If we can catch them now and instill a value of voting, no matter who they vote for, the community itself will have more political power.
At West Mecklenburg High School, her goal was getting 100 students pre-registered, but she ended up with 200. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.